Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only.
Welcome to another edition of That Riot Show. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo, Larry M.
You ever see a steam pipe when too much pressure builds up in a boiler or something? What happens?
Are you saying that little pipe over there?
Yeah, that blows off steam.
Really?
The relief valve. Phil's an engineer. He understands. Has a relief valve. Why do you think God gave you a dick? It's to avoid stress, man. He needs
a blowjob. But not just any old blowjob.
Isn't that funny? Women cause stress, and then they can relieve it.
There you go.
This is fucked up. Now, work up all your science very quickly. We're going to give you 2 or 3 seconds. Then work it up.
Yep.
Okay. 1 in 15. They had an abstinence policy, but 1 in 15 for me.
Yep.
Go.
I'll tell you exactly what it is from a scientific standpoint. I'd be happy to. You know what it is? You can't stop teenagers from fucking.
This is fucked up.
I know I'm getting old. This very week, I've sat on my balls twice.
This is fucked up.
Unfortunately, on this visual medium, you have to put up with this. Look at this. See? Larry, feel that.
No.
Oh, you're gay.
This is fucked up.
Hey, Phil, what kind of time we got left? Hold, I can't see it from here. What you got? 10 minutes? Lucky for you folks, there's 10. Whoa, what did you have for dinner? Jesus Christ, that belch.
Smells
like a Mexican's ass. Whoa, what the hell's going on? Oh.
This is fucked up.
All right, welcome to this edition of The Riot. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larian.
And Judo Larry M, before we get started, I hear you have an announcement to make.
I've been sexually harassed.
You have? By who?
By you! You horrid creature.
Oh!
See what he did to me?
What did he do to me? Because
he did that on you.
All right. Welcome to The Riot. It's been a couple of weeks. We were off doing some projects of our own, but we're back to pick up where we left off.
And by projects, we mean fighting off our own accusations of sexual harassment.
Yeah. All right. Well, getting back to the regular swing of things can only mean one thing. Pimping, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. In order to get your entire fill of The Riot, please go to thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com for all your riotous needs. Check out past episodes, both audio and video, show synopses, connect with your friends and other fans of The Riot or haters and trolls, whichever you prefer. That's right. Go to thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com. And Larry, when you're done with that and you're seeking even more abuse, go to social media because that's where the abuse is at. Social media, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thatriotshow, facebook.com/thatriotshow, Larry. Join the other riotous fans there on Facebook, and just follow along. You can do that on Facebook.
Why not?
Why not indeed?
I don't do social media, but...
Larry doesn't do anything. He's a fucking hermit.
Oh, please, me. I'm out all the time. I'm broke. That's why I don't do social media. I'm never on. Who dicks around on their computer all day long?
When you can dick around.
When you can just dick around.
All right. After that, whether Larry's on there or not, head on out to Twitter, twitter.com/thatriotshow. twitter.com/thatriotshow. Follow the fun and engaging trolling that takes place on Twitter. Become a fan of The Riot there. Follow us, please. That's a small price to pay for the entertainment that is The Riot.
That's right. Without being sexually harassed.
Or with. It's okay.
You can watch this show and you can jerk off to it like Louis C.K. You're blowing hot ice.
All right. Okay, so you're done with Twitter. You're done with Facebook. What is there possibly that you can do next? I can tell you what. Go to your favorite podcasting platform, that is, and download The Riot to go on your audio device. Phil, please do us a favor. Do the Scrollo podcast. Let people know where they can download The Riot. Just anywhere, really. Wherever there's podcasts, you can hit us up on Mixcloud, TuneIn, Spreaker, YouTube, SoundCloud. Player FM. Also, the new one for folks, go to Google Play. Google Play, now featuring the Riot there, so you can download us for free from Google Play if you have an account on an Android. And, of course, there's always iTunes, so check us out there as well. All right. Done with the Scroll of Podcast, done with the pimping.
That's it. That's
done with the revelations of sexual harassment.
That's the hat trick.
There you go.
So?
You know what we should do now, though?
He's talking about sexual,
sexual harassment! Why? Because it's everywhere. Everywhere is sexual harassment. And you know what? We predicted it last episode. We said with that stupid hashtag MeToo campaign, basically, Larry, sexual harassment, unknowing to everyone in the country, apparently, happening every 2.6 seconds by every male in this country.
Yeah. Everybody in the country now. That, and he said male, that includes Kevin Spacey's victims.
Yes, males.
Allegedly. This is, now, this is all the rage. Everybody has a story. Now, I'm sure most of them are true. I want to get that out there. But just for those of you who are full of shit, it is now, John, officially everywhere.
Everywhere. First of all.
There's more stories of sexual harassment than there are things with Trump's name on it.
It's unbelievable. So let's kind of recount some of the bigger ones that have happened. First of all, let's start off with Louis C.K., the comedian.
Yeah.
Now, Louis C.K. is an interesting situation because on the heels of the Harvey Weinstein revelations, of course, on the heels of all those political ones, like with Trump grabbing pussies and whatnot, and Bill Clinton obviously going back a ways, we had the accusations come against Louis C.K. Now, personally, I think that the Louis C.K. accusations, Larry, are in a completely different category than say, the Weinstein accusations.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So the Louis C.K. thing, to me, what was it, Larry? Roughly 10, 12 years ago, I think?
Yeah.
A couple of female comedians came out and said that Louis C.K. requested that he be allowed to jerk off in front of them, to masturbate in front of them, Larry, while they watched. Now, supposedly, these women agreed, went up the room to watch him jerk off. They said they thought it was a joke, but then when he actually started doing it, they kind of went, and they kind of left.
Well, I thought it was a joke when you asked me an interview for this job.
Yeah.
So did they all?
No, that was two of the five. Then one said no. And
he did it anyway.
No. And he let her, he went away. Like, none of these women actually accuse him of either A, physically assaulting
him. No, he didn't physically touch
him. And B, they said he never attempted to derail their careers. There was never a quid pro quo. It was never like, watch me jerk off and I'll put you on my show or something.
No.
It was literally a case of this guy apparently just loves to jerk off in front of women and having them watch him jerk off. Now, that's a sexual proclivity. That's a perversion if you want to go that far. Is it sexual harassment? No, I don't think so. I think this is that those five broads are just jumping on the train of everybody's a sexual harasser.
But then
now.
Why did he come out and immediately admit that he did it?
But he never
read his statement.
He apologized.
Yeah, sure he did.
No, he did.
He said that it was a terrible thing that he did and he was sorry for it and that it was really a problem for them and not for him in his life.
Yeah.
Because he did it. It was
a half-assed apology. And now look,
right.
I think, look, everyone in, I think, the industry, from what I've heard and from what I know, thinks Louis C.K. is a really nice guy. Nobody really views him as an asshole. Like, even among the comedians.
Except Sarah Silverman.
Well, now she does. Prior to that, she loved him, right?
Yeah, right.
So here's the thing. Again, I view this as more of a sexual perversion that he wanted chicks to watch him jerk off. To me, it's no different than if a guy and a chick start dating, and then all of a sudden he's like, I love you to stick your finger up my ass, you know, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Right? And she's like, oh my God. Like, do you realize that if he had just said to her, hey, would you like to come up and fuck? And she said no, and he left her alone, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
No, there wouldn't be an issue. This is along the same lines. Would you like to come see me jerk off? Yes, I would. Even if the women thought it was a joke, and then they end up like they verbally consented, right? Like, the difference between Harvey Weinstein, in my opinion, and Louis C.K. is, Weinstein was in the position of power over those people. It was also pretty clear that you had to put out to get some, you know?
Yeah, but he's also being accused flat out of rape.
Weinstein. Yes.
I mean, he's flat out being accused
by some women, right.
Yeah. I mean, they're building a case against him right here in New York.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, first off, he's already in his own category.
Right.
Because it's one thing if I ask you to blow me, which you've done a million times. It's one thing if I ask you to do that. It's another thing if I just attack you.
Absolutely.
And I force myself and I beat you in the process.
Or use your power of position for intimidation.
Yeah, but even Louis C.K. said that in his apology, he said that he had power over them and that.
But he really didn't. I think it's just him.
Did you read the.
Yeah, I did. I think.
He did say it.
I think it was his publicist that put it out because his publicist put out the statement and then he quit. Then, like, Fox or FX or whoever he has his production deals with dropped all four of his shows.
Yeah.
See, this to me is nonsense because.
Yeah.
For what? First of all, like we said, this happened a long, long time ago. And even not victim shaming, I'm saying this happened a long time ago. So for 12 years or 10 years or whatever the time span is, people have come to the conclusion this is a great guy, everybody loves him, everybody thinks he's funny.
Sure.
Then all of a sudden you find out he likes to jerk off in front of women. And again, none of them were forced to do this. And none of them worked for him, and none of them got jobs or were fired because they either said no or he got it back. None of that actually happened. Now, whether the women thought so or not, I don't know. Who's to say? Maybe they're saying that now. Maybe they felt that way back then. I don't know. But when pressed on the subject, I don't think any one of them have said, like, we felt intimidated or whatever. There's a difference there. So Louis C.K., I kind of put in the difference. I think he's being swept up in this, like, feminist bullshit of, like, we've got to get everybody.
There is a bit of a hysteria going on right now.
Of course.
But a lot of it is true. I mean, he's admitting to what he did. There's photos of Al Franken.
Well, that's the next one. Well, that's the next one we want to get to.
But there's no doubt about what Harvey Weinstein did.
And there's no doubt that Louis C.K. did that.
And Kevin Spacey's stuff is gone.
Right.
The point is, these are not baseless accusations.
I didn't say they were baseless.
The only ones that struck me as ridiculous are the ones against Bush Sr. But, I mean.
No, but when you look at C.K., he's. Yeah. I didn't say, and he certainly didn't say they're lying.
No, he just think, what he did.
Yeah, but I'm saying again, I don't think what he did necessarily is either A, in the same category as any of those other guys you mentioned.
No, it's a different type of sexual.
Well, then again, see, that's the thing. Are we going to keep, like, for example.
But he shouldn't have been doing it.
Why?
John, if you're, well, first of all, he may have been married at the time, but the point is, do you do that?
No. But see, I'm separating out what I think is either classless or I wouldn't. That's not the issue here. The issue is what he did construed in any way as harassment, like even in the same category. So like, well, I'm willing to concede.
Well, it's not workplace.
He's a pervert. Okay, he's a pervert. Yeah. There's a lot of guys who are perverts that don't harass women. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a difference between the two. Like, compare it to Kevin Spacey, where apparently, if you believe the stories, the guy was basically trying to get young gay actors to blow him every second of every day, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, again, I don't know if it's true or not, but certainly the one where that one actor, I forget his name, when he tried to seduce him or whatever when he was 14. And again, you must know there's a grain of truth to it. A, because he copped to it. B, because in order to deflect, he came out as gay. He came out as gay.
As if we haven't known that he's
Everybody's known he's been gay forever.
I knew he was gay on Wise Guy back in the late 80s. I mean, this is not really a rebel.
But that's the point, right? It's like he did it just because he never officially said he was gay. So that's different to me. That's not harassment. That's pedophilia.
Okay.
He fucking attacked a 14-year-old.
I understand what you're doing, but the problem is the nature of harassing people
with
unwanted sexual advances.
Right.
Whether you're jerking off or whether you're gay looking for a blowjob or whatever, you're parsing out, they're all harassment.
If I come to you, any chick, right? If I walk up to a woman and say, hey, I think you're kind of hot, whatever. Like, look, we have to understand that a sexual relationship at the beginning, a legitimate, for lack of a better term, sexual relationship, and the one that ends up in harassment start out the same way, probably.
No.
It starts out with two people talking to each other, potentially, saying, hey, you dig me, dig this, whatever, have a couple of drinks, and it may end up somewhere.
No. A lot of them are situations like, out of the blue, I make a comment to you that you don't want, or I try to maneuver you into my hotel room so I can take advantage of, and the other person is not thinking about sex, they're not consenting to anything, and they don't even want it, and you come after them.
I agree. That's right.
But that's not two people meeting.
I agree. No.
Like with your, the way you meet your wife in the first place, or my girlfriend, for 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
I agree, but I'm saying under this expanded definition of harassment, under my definition of harassment, you laid out everything. There's no consent. There's physical assault. There's intimidation through workplace or because you're in a position to make decisions over the lives.
Involving power.
Yeah, that's all harassment, right? But I'm saying if you look at the CK situation, none of that applied. He just walked up to these women and he said, would you like to come up to my hotel room and watch me jerk off? Now, he didn't say, or you're fired, which he didn't have the power to do. Or come up the stairs and watch me jerk off and I'll get you a spot, you know, opening for me. He didn't do that. None of them, even the women don't admit to that, right?
Mm.
So what he basically said is, come upstairs and watch me jerk off. It turns me on. At least two of them did, because they now say, we thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And maybe, again, well, maybe
he's a comedian. That's
right. They go up there, the guy starts jerking off, and they go, oh, shit. And they leave. He didn't chase him down. He didn't yell at them. He didn't do anything. So, at worst, I see this as a misunderstanding. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, they say, like, how, if someone said to you, come upstairs, and I'm going to take my dick out and masturbate in front of you because it turns me on. Okay. Now, in your mind, you're going, he's fucking kidding. Yeah. Or she's fucking kidding. And you go upstairs, and then all of a sudden they start doing it. Okay, embarrassment, you didn't really think it would happen. But can you fault the person because they told you what they were going to do and you followed them up to the room? You may have thought it was a joke.
You're really trying to let him off the hook.
No, look, he's
as bad as the rest.
I disagree. I disagree firmly. Because if you look at, say, what Kevin Spacey did, which I know you rattled off people, but let's take them one by one. Like Kevin Spacey, right? Obviously, in that case, not only was it unwanted? Not only was it when he was in a position to make decisions of power over somebody because that guy was trying to get into the movies.
He was underage.
He was also 14, so there's pedophilia involved. So again, do we agree that's a different case than CK?
It's a different case.
More severe.
Of course. But it still falls under the nature of harassing them.
See, I think that what happens is...
In other words, there's the concept of sexually just harassing people. Okay. Then there's in what form it comes in. I rape you, I beat you, I'm jerking off.
You're underage.
I mean, you can get into the specifics like that. But it's all the same thing. Unwanted.
I want to get into the specifics because I think what's happening, much like with what's happened in other areas of politics and other political correctness, the details become very important. So for example, rape now, where not when you and I were growing up, right? If you asked a woman, like, do you want to have sex or involved to that, and she said yes, right? You were like, she gave me her consent, you had sex, right?
Right.
Okay. That was sexual. What was rape back then, when we were teenagers, was taking pussy. Like, literally, a woman did not want to have sex with you, and you kept jamming your cock until you got what you wanted, right? That was rape, and we both agree that's rape, period, right?
Right.
What's rape now? There's a degree of rape where... A woman can give you her consent, say, yes, I agree to have sex with you. You have sex, and then 2 days later, she'll say, well, I was thinking no.
Okay.
And now it constitutes
rape. Okay, well, now we've gotten into the silliness of that their buyer's remorse has qualified as rape.
Potentially.
Okay, I understand
Now apply it to harassment. It used to be that sexual harassment, especially in the workplace, was, and it usually applied to someone, whether it was a male or female, a boss, who had power to fire you, who would say, unless you blow me, you're fired. Or if you want that promotion, you'll have to blow me.
Advancement, yeah.
Right. You got to sleep your way to the top or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah, okay.
I think both of us in that situation can agree. That's sexual harassment.
Of course it is.
Right. But now, is it sexual harassment if I say, at a bar, you're sitting there with your girl, you know, let's say you're a chick, you're sitting there with your girlfriends, we walk up to them and say, hey, you look kind of hot. You want to come upstairs, baby, watch me jerk off, take a dance around the room, whatever, have a drink, right? What if she now says, yeah, sure. She comes up, and then when she's up there, you start jerking off like CK did, and she's like, ah, and she runs out. You don't chase her. You don't try to lock her in the room. Is that harassment? Yeah. Seriously, you asked her. You told her what you were going to do, and she agreed. It's similar to the whole race thing.
You know what takes that away is the problem is that he's a comedian. And it's probably the only job where if you said something like that, people assume you're kidding. Like when comedians say things, most of, look, I'm a reasonably funny person. When I say things, well, I am. You know, when I say things, almost always people assume that I'm kidding.
Yeah.
They just do. It's just my nature. I said something, I'm not going to repeat it. I said something today at work, which under normal circumstances, you're not supposed to say at work, but the whole room of people just laughed. When you say things, that it's, comedian is probably the only job I could think of.
Right.
That when you say something, even something like sexually graphic or something, people assume you're kidding automatically because they know you and they know what you do for a living or they know that you're by your nature very funny.
Okay,
like for instance, if a cop had said it to her, or a fireman had said it to her, or a sanitation member said, come on up and watch me jerk off, it would be taken seriously. There'd be no thought at all he's kidding. See, it depends on, you know, okay. The fact that he's a comedian. My immediate assumption would be that he was
okay.
Gay.
Fair enough.
But he shouldn't be doing it.
Fair enough. So let me say that I hadn't considered that. So okay, fair enough. They may have thought he was joking.
Yeah, I mean, just by virtue of the fact that he's a comedian.
Fair enough. They go up to the thing, then they realize he's not kidding.
Right.
Okay, and they say, "Oh shit." Now, in every case, they said that as soon as they expressed the "Oh shit" or "What are you doing," he stopped immediately, was embarrassed, and even the women said. He was so embarrassed, he turned red and just left the room. Like, he stopped and left the room. So that's what I'm trying to get at. At worst, it's a misunderstanding.
Okay, well...
It's not harassment.
I wouldn't call it a misunderstanding, but I would say that... It fits the lower level of what I would... Even what I would call harassment.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like...
No, but look, but again, obviously the degrees of this, like Kevin Spacey is, like, off the charts nuts right now.
And then, of course, we said
Kevin Spacey's the worst.
Weinstein's the worst. But then you have, like, who else? Oh, we want to say Roy Moore, right? Now you're talking about politics, okay?
Right.
And this is how that ties in. You said Louis C.K. is a comedian, right?
Right.
And happened 10, 12 years ago.
Right. Now think about that. He's a comedian. So he says the thing, it might be taken as a joke. Now, the problem with politics, of course, here's another job where if you do this, you're like, you have to always worry, is this just the opposition trying to take you down, or did you really do something?
Right. So in the case of Roy Moore, which, by the way, we will say again, go back to thatriotshow.com, check out the historical tapes that we have on file there, the show where both of us said, fuck Roy Moore.
Yeah.
He's an unqualified cocksucker from Alabama. Because we both said he takes he wipes his ass with the Constitution. He just doesn't, for a judge especially, he doesn't know what's in the Constitution. If you want a reminder, he's the guy that said it's in the Constitution that you have to stand and salute the flag.
Yeah.
And stand for the national anthem, and that's why everyone in the NFL should be in jail. Okay, so all that shit. So he's obviously an ignorant redneck when it comes to the Constitution, even though he was a judge. How many times did he get censured for doing stupid shit on the bench?
Oh.
Was it twice? Two or three times. So he's a failure as a judge for the most part.
And his supporters, if you've seen them, they're all carrying signs that Roy Moore stands for God.
Right. Right. Because he says stupid shit like gay marriage is against God's will and all that shit, right? So Roy Moore, loved by the rules, loved by Republicans, okay? In the middle of all this nonsense, it's revealed. And by the way, I don't think he's denying it. The guy in his 30s was dating teenage girls. Courting them.
Nice.
Right? 14 and 16-year-old cooter, Larry. Like popping cherries. Hardcore.
Roy Moore for president, motherfucker.
So,
get right with God. That's the message from the
apparently rabbi. Getting right with God involves like popping teenage cherries and like making them cook breakfast for you the next morning.
Banging preteen girls who come to make bacon.
Just fucking chowing down on that bacala.
Ain't no Doug Glenn.
So
great.
So the point is, Roy Moore, I think by most standards, is a fucking rude, constitution-hating fucking pedophile.
Well, okay? Constitution not knowing.
Yeah, pedophile. Okay? Now, on top of that, when he thought shit was happening to him and going down, He forged a letter, essentially. His wife forged a letter from 53 pastors that allegedly were giving him support. Now, of course, what the rubes, because they can't read, don't understand was that letter was originally written when he ran for judge or something.
Yeah,
and his wife recycled it just literally, almost like those things like where you put the fake letters, cut and paste over it. She said, like, we support him, you know, or some shit like that.
And they changed the date on it.
Yeah.
Like,
within 5 minutes, everyone had figured out that it was a fake letter and all that. So look to what this rube has done. And every fucking Republican, or most of them, Republican, is still supporting this asshole. They still think that this is all just a fucking fake news plot. These fucking redneck assholes, okay? It's either that reaction or the reaction I've seen Larry is, well, why don't the liberals first take care of Bill Clinton? How many times do we have to say this, Larry? It's not a fucking game.
It's not a contest.
It's not a contest. What, you're now proud of the fact that you also have a piece of shit skirt chasing cooter bashing asshole running for office? Is that what you're proud of now, Republicans?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, they had some of their supporters show up on the state steps of like Alabama or DC. I forget which they were either in the Capitol or they were down in Alabama. There's a bunch of women. And they're all going, what about the hypocrisy? Go talk about Al Franken.
What the fuck? And this was even before Al Franken's thing came out, right?
Yeah.
They were talking about Bill Clinton. Why? Well, what's the hypocrisy about Bill Clinton? Who the fuck cares at this point?
Going back to the 90s?
You're going back to the 90s and you're... See, here's the thing. Why would you want to elect this guy? See, he's not even in office, so your defense of him is nonsense. It's not like they found this out after he'd been elected.
And the other thing is, if Roy Moore gets elected,
They
say he's going to spend all his time now under review.
Yeah.
Because the ethics committee, they're going to go right after
McConnell's him. McConnell's going to fucking go after him, because even McConnell, of all people, is like, fuck this guy.
And I also love the fact that Trump's now, like, you realize he'd be like, gee, I told you, Luther Strange.
Right. So, actually, just before we went on the air, you're hearing, for the show, you're hearing rumblings like Sean Hannity gave Roy Moore 24 hours to come clean. First of all, who the fuck is Sean Hannity to give anybody 24 hours to come clean?
Yeah.
But what I think is probably happening in that situation is Hannity is Trump's mouthpiece, you know, behind the scenes, right? So probably Trump's team got word to him to start planting the seeds that we might want to dump this guy.
Yeah.
Because this is a Steve Bannon pick. Roy Moore, right?
Oh, yeah.
Roy Moore's a fucking nationalist, hallelujah, fucking redneck with eight toes, okay? Probably married his sister.
That's a weird connection.
Right.
Because why would Bannon? He doesn't like religion. So what, you know, it must be the economic nationalist thing.
And also the rubism. They're bigger rubes. They're more likely to believe this worship. So, again, how else could you explain devoutly religious assholes in Alabama supporting a pedophile?
Yeah.
It's not like the guy's like, I didn't date these women. It's not like he said, I never went after these women. It's sort of like, Jesus might have done it. I don't know.
It's amazing what you can get away with.
Southern gentlemen. They're Southern gentlemen. They came according, Larry.
Yeah, they came according.
By the way, madam, may I take your lovely young lady out for a bit of, for a bit of hobnobbing?
And some... Some of the tea that they drink.
Yeah. And some
sweet tea.
Some sweet tea.
Let my Jimmy get you some sweet tea.
Yeah. And perhaps later I'll give her a ride on the hobby horse, on the Baloney Pony.
Regale you with my cock while this colored fellow drives us around.
Oh, come on. Please. You fucking rubes. Like, seriously, think about it. Under what other circumstance would a born again Christian be supporting a fucking pedophile?
Well, that's because he's admitted to whatever, but they either think it's a hoax, they don't believe it, or they don't think it's that bad.
It's the Jews!
Plus, the other thing is now, the governor was a woman in Alabama.
Is she?
I think so. She came out and supported him. And this was the rationale. You ready for this? Roy Moore's history is a little disappointing. You know, it's an issue, but we don't want to send the Democrat to D.C. So she's coming out and supporting this ultra-conservative Dingleberry who knows about as much about the Constitution as I do about cricket, which, to tell you, is
zero.
Okay? I've seen it. I don't understand it. Now, Roy Moore, I don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? Here's what it has done to him. I mean, we're talking about harassment. Yeah. We're talking about the issues. Here's a guy who was up by like 18 points at one point. He's now down by 12. So it looks like the Democrat, Doug, what's his face? I don't know if I got him. He's going to win.
And look, nobody here is a fucking statist on this show, but how can you send someone with that type of decision-making, that type of mentality, to hold power over you in Washington?
Well, he loves Jesus.
Again, it's baffling to me. It's baffling for my former political party to sit there and say, we support a pedophile simply because he's not a Democrat.
Yeah.
But
that goes to show you how partisan.
Exactly.
What do I always talk about? What do I always say on this show that the whole blue-red thing is terrible for this country? Here's a perfect example. They're willing to send this sack of shit to D.C. just because we don't want the other side to win. That's how fucked up things are. And as far as the Capitol, what's getting done here? Healthcare hasn't happened. The tax plan went through. It'll probably die in the Senate. Nothing good is coming out of D.C. Nothing. Not football, not hockey, not sports. Nothing. There is nothing going on. And you're going to send this guy and Roy Moore? What's he going to do?
What, he's tall? What the fuck? Look, you people in Alabama, whatever fucking backwards ass bullshit county, country, state you live in, fuck you. Seriously, get your shit together. Write in the candidate. Write in the guy. Write in Luther Strange, for all I care. You're sending a cock-sucking pedophile? Seriously? Not literal cock-sucking. I don't know if he sucked a cock or not. But we know he's chasing over young Cooter. Loves that pussy. That hairless 14-year-old pussy, Larry.
That sweet pea. With the little umbrella.
Oh,
and the petticoat.
So you've got him. Right?
Petticoat.
I don't know.
We go to Cotillion. Cotillion.
Now, the opposite,
or
of course.
Cotillion.
The Cotillion with the jimmies. Now, the opposite of being a redneck and a religious fanatic is being a whiny, annoying Jew.
Apparently.
Apparently. Well, let's face it. And to that extent...
Let me correct Larry's statement.
No, whining...
What did you say?
Whiny Jew.
Whiny... Well, you said something. Say this phrase again.
A whiny, annoying Jew?
Let's change it to whining, annoying liberal.
Okay.
Let's...
Well, no, but we talked about his being a Christian. Yeah, we got to talk about Al Franken.
Right.
So I'm just busting ass balls, here, but you know what, Al Franken, you need to resign. And you know why? Because you're a douche who's gone out and called everybody you don't like a million names. Jeff Sessions, everybody. He's called them all racist. He said that Gorsuch was a racist. All this stuff, all the high and mighty stuff, all the wagging your finger in your face. And he turns out to be no different than the people in Hollywood, the people like a Roy Moore. Another guy just doing stupid shit. There's a photo of him. There's a woman who was embedded with him, like a reporter. She's wearing like some of the military stuff, and he's got his hands over her tits.
While she's passed out. Right?
While she's out. Yeah. And he's doing this, and he's smiling into the camera. And after all this, after all your bullshit, you're just a fucking asshole. I realize that this is kind of like the Louis C.K. thing.
Yeah.
It barely meets the threshold of that. But you know what? It's annoying because he's another moralizing asshole.
Well,
it's a different type of moralizing than being like a religious, right, you know, goody two-shoes, family values.
Right.
It's the opposite of that, though.
Yeah.
It's the liberals who tell you, like, if you don't support global warming, you're an ignorant moron, you're stupid. And they hated George Bush, and they hate Trump, and they hated like Romney, and anybody who disagrees with them. And they say all these horrible things, and then they turn out to be pieces of shit, like Bill Clinton, like Spitzer, like Wiener, who just went to prison, by the way. Hello, and now Al Franken, you got your own picadillo.
So let me say that you're right. You're 100% right, of course. But just to be complete, he did admit to it. He did apologize, and he did offer to be placed under the Senate Ethics Committee investigation, which in a Republican-controlled Senate is not going to turn out well for him. So
yeah, but he hasn't talked about it all these years. He's only talking about it now.
Because he got caught. Because he got caught.
But that's the standard.
Right.
That's the standard. That's the thing, like back in the 80s, the early 80s, when Jimmy Swagger got caught, after all his TV moralized, I used to catch his show from time to time as a goof. All is do this, do that. Christians, why are you drinking? Why are you going to movies? He used to pick on the movies. Why are you smoking? Why are you having fornication? And why are you having casual sex? All this stuff. Then it turns out Jimmy Swagger going to motel rooms, not for the motel rooms, with a hooker and watching her have sex with another guy while he jerked off in a chair in the corner. Then, after he ruined his entire religious empire, he got caught a second time, like a year later, doing the same exact thing. Another person, see, I can't stand people like this, because they're hypocrites.
So,
wagging their finger in your face, then they're, you know, if you're going to do that, then your background has to be clean.
So, I have to tell you, I again, will say, were it not for Franken being who he is, you know how you said CK being a comedian?
Yeah.
Franken, who was a comedian on Saturday Night Live, I don't know if people realize that because he's been a fucking douchebag senator from Minnesota for so long. But here's the thing. The acts themselves, and maybe I just haven't read up on all of it, really, to your point, are very low-end, like, technical. Like, first of all, that picture, the hands over the breast, he wasn't actually grabbing her. He was just hovering them over and, like, mugging for the camera. Now, If it wasn't for the fact that he is such a condescending shithead who is the first to throw political correctness in everybody's face, okay, I would say, look, really, we're going after Al Franken for that picture? Really? That's where we're going? Now, again, maybe something happened that I'm just not remembering or whatever. Let's assume it stopped. Let's assume it stopped at the photograph.
But that's the right
point. Right? But the fact that he's a fucking moralizing douchebag is no different than having a born-again Christian talk about it, and then, like Larry said, the Swagger getting caught jerking off on the ass of a male hooker or whatever it was, okay? So, yeah, Al Franken, not because of the act itself,
right,
but because of the hypocrisy, fuck him. I couldn't care less. You're absolutely right.
He has to go.
Yeah.
He has to go, and you know why? Because I can guarantee you, if we had a picture right now of Roy Moore doing this, he'd be out there saying he has to drop out of the race, he's got to... You know, if you're going to, see, this is the problem with these people. You're going to say shit like that. You know, you're a hypocrite. So, you know, like if I told you, you can't do like, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Like if I tell Johnny, don't shoot up heroin, then it turns out I've been shooting heroin into my feet or my elbow, my arm for the past, a lot of people do it in their feet, you know? But if, you know, it's the hypocrisy that drives me nuts. Like I understand. Like, Roy Moore drives you nuts because he's such a fucking idiot and he's a dumb shit hillbilly. Fine. But you know what? Al Franken fancies himself as a really smart guy.
A progressive.
And a progressive and a liberal and he, you know, blah, 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 blah. And all the, I mean, trust me, there are, you can go on YouTube. There are montages of the horrible things he has said about, like, every Republican since, like, 1980. Okay? And, I mean, you know, back when he was just in Hollywood and he hated Reagan and all these people. You know what? And then you're going to turn out to be a piece of shit like this. And you know what? More stuff might turn out. You know, so all these guys, Franken, Moore, go away. Kevin Spacey, you should be ashamed of yourself.
And here's what's happening with Franken in particular. Is
the only person I'm sorry benefiting from all this is Harvey Weinstein. He's completely dropped out of the picture. Nobody's talking about him because everything keeps coming out. Some other people in Hollywood who I don't know.
Like you Brett Ratner. For
James
example.
Toback.
Yeah.
And some other guy named Chris Sabino and Roy Price and these other people. Now, today, somebody accused Ron Jeremy. Women have come out accusing him of rape. Sexual.
Porn stars. Yeah. This is where we've come to. Porn stars.
Whose job
auditioning,
it is.
Auditioning for a porn role have accused the guy they would be fucking on screen of raping them, auditioning for a fuck role in a fuck film.
Yeah.
That is the level of idiocy we have reached with this. Right. Okay? Now, there might be some feminists out there who would say, even fucking cum dumpster adult superstars, Larry, have the right not to be raped. Yeah, I agree they have the right not to be raped. Right. But if they come to an audition for a fuck film, and the guy says, all right, let's fuck to see how it looks on film.
Right.
Why is it?
I thought was ridiculous, she asked Ron Jeremy in the appropriately named Beaverstown,
yes.
Oregon.
Yeah.
She asked Ron Jeremy to help her get into the industry, or at least the acting industry. I don't know if it was
Well, she was a stripper. Like, well, she knew what she was going for.
She has class. Yeah. So she goes to Ron Jeremy to get her into the industry.
Ron Jeremy gets her into a hotel. And his 12-inch cock, by the way.
Is that 12-inch? And so now, he got her into a bathroom, closed the door, and said, listen, I got to see your ass so I can jerk off, so I can get hard for the photo shoot and the whole thing.
And what then, did she do? She agreed.
And she took it off and showed her ass. I mean, you know, I like a method actor. So
then what did she say?
She goes, then he stuck it in, unbeknownst to her, that what was going on. Now, how do you not feel somebody slipping a 12-inch cock into this? Is the stupidest thing.
In your ass.
In your ass. A tighter fit than...
And she goes, she said no and he stopped. This is the part I like the best. She said no and he stopped, but not fast enough for her.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, does she realize the kinetic energy involved in swaying a 12-inch fucking cock?
It might take a half hour to
into a fucking butthole. That takes some effort.
You're talking about like the fat end of a baseball bat getting into a dime.
That takes a master cocksman, Larry.
Yes. Like, it takes a Ron Jeremy.
You know, it's like rolling a boulder downhill.
Yes.
Like once you push it, you know, Larry, you push it to the top of the hill like the Roadrunner, and you're like, and this heavy bolt is right at the top, and then you tip it over, and then it starts rolling downhill, and halfway through, somebody goes, no, don't roll it down that hill. Well, it's too late. It's got all that angular momentum and shit. That's Ron Jeremy's cock. He had to, like, drill it hard and straight, Larry, into that tiny little butthole, because she was auditioning.
I'm auditioning. You know what? You already cracks me up about this.
Oh, come on.
You know who he is. You know the industry.
You're alone in the hotel room with him.
You're going up to a hotel room. Here I don't take the side of the room. All the other ones I do. Yeah. Even Louis C.K. Fuck him. Okay? Here's why it's ridiculous. He's a porn star. They're trying to get into the porn industry.
You're auditioning for a porn show.
You're going up there. Don't you know at some point between... She said that she met him in Beaver Sound, Oregon, and she went to his house in L.A. Don't you know at some point, whether it's on film or not, Ron Jeremy is going to try and fuck you? This is what he does. He tried to break into legitimate, he even admits this, he tried to break into legitimate acting like back in like the late 70s.
Yeah, he's always trying.
And he couldn't make it. And he said, I can't act. Yes. But I saw him on an interview on HBO. He goes, but I have a huge cock. And he goes, I decided to go into the porn industry. And as Al Goldstein used to call him, the hedgehog of porn.
Yes.
And he's hairy and he's disgusting. He's an ugly. I won't say it because he's the same as Franken, but from Queens. And he's just disgusting. He is. He's a disgusting. He's always been fat and there's nothing. He can't act. So he went into porn. And, you know, look, if you go to his house in LA and he's been in something like 2,800 movies or something like that. I read that. It's something. It's well over 2,000. And what do you expect from, you know, and he put it in your head unbeknownst to
you. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And like, that one, I
think. By the way, standard operating procedure for adult films is that all the actresses have to audition by fucking the producer or one of the stars.
Or the director.
It's
the
just
star.
The way it is. And right. It's like whether you think that's right or wrong or against Jesus or whatever. Or feminists think that women should have to debase themselves or whatever. The point of the matter is, you can't go audition for a fuck film and with a straight face say, I wasn't expecting to get fucked.
Yeah.
It's just not plausible.
It's okay to say that if you're in the legitimate movie business yes. and you went to audition for something, your expectation shouldn't be that someone's going to harass you, rape you.
Oh, by the way, Larry,
or do something. I mean, that's fine. The casting couch is a mess, but the porn industry is the porn industry. It's the same thing I said before about Louis C.K. He's a comedian. So if he says something to you like, come upstairs and watch me jerk off, you might assume that it's a joke because he's a comedian. Ron Jeremy is a porn star. He makes fuck films. If you go with him, if you associate with him, you have to assume that that's part of the deal. He's not a religious guy. He's not a moral guy. He's not thinking anything good. He doesn't want to date you.
Right.
He's not in love with you. Or another thing that Goldstein said, which I thought was very funny, he goes, I know Ron Jeremy this way back. He goes, and a lot of these guys, they're incapable of love. He used to say that. He goes, they're incapable of love. He goes, so a lot of the people get in this business, he goes, They're just fucked up people who've learned that they can make a lot of money doing fucking mechanically.
Right.
And that they don't have any real feeling behind it or any empathy. There's no connection with people that you normally have when you have sex with someone. You might feel something. I mean, yeah, I'm not him, but
you know what's, I see, it's interesting when you talk about that, because there has been recently this spate of, even before this Me Too campaign, where a lot of these adult film actresses have come out and said that they were raped by their male co-stars.
Yeah.
And again, I've always taken it, Larry, as what we just said. Like, what are they talking about? They're in a fuck film. Like, how can that possibly be constituted as rape? And I was trying to be fair to them and say, under what circumstances might I think that an actress in a fuck film was raped by her co-star on film?
Okay, well, what they're saying... Yeah, are you done?
Yeah, I'm asking...
No, okay, well, what they're... The way they're, like, the way you were differentiating before between Louis C.K. and, like, the Roy Moores and the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, they're looking, the women who say that, they're looking at this one. All right, fine. It is a fuck film, and I'm here to get fucked. Okay. But it's professional. I'm a job, it's on the job, only in front of the camera. I will do sex acts in front of the camera. That's my job. Fine. But when I'm not in front of the camera, if I'm in my hotel room, if I'm...
Right.
You know, don't touch me, don't come near me. That doesn't mean you can fuck me. So what they're saying is, it's one thing to do it on the job, in the, you're a professional, if you want to. I don't associate that with the porn industry myself, but this is the argument that they're making. That's one thing. It's in front of the camera.
Right.
We're doing it. Okay. But outside of the camera, that doesn't mean I'll just fuck anybody anytime, and it's not okay for you to come over and try to fuck me.
Well, that's
just
fine.
Because I fucked you in front of the camera.
No, and I don't think that's what... I think they were claiming that they were raped on the set by him.
Yeah, but not on camera.
On camera. I think they were saying that it was, like, that guy James Dean, the actor, and I think the woman at the... I forget her name was, like, whatever. It's like this brunette, hot brunette. But I was thinking, maybe the only circumstance under which I would consider would be if she thought she was signing up for a particular type of sex and she got something else. Like, for example, let's say she didn't agree to anal.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the fuck scene, he just jams it in her ass and doesn't stop. Like that I could see being, okay, he raped me. Because I didn't agree to that. I didn't give my consent. I agreed to a blowjob scene, or I agreed to a vaginal scene.
Yeah.
Because especially like women, you know, taking it in the ass like that, especially unprepared, hurts.
Yeah,
it's painful. Yeah, and, you know, so maybe that's a circumstance where I could see that. Like, I agreed to do X, and even though X is sexual, it isn't what I agreed to. Maybe. I definitely can see that as being rape in that situation.
That's, I can see that.
Or maybe, like,
but I think a lot of them are talking more about what I do in front of the camera is one thing. When I'm not in front of the camera is another thing. And just because I'm willing to fuck people on camera, that doesn't mean you can show up in my house, in my hotel room, wherever, and I'll have sex with you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you can attack me.
Yeah.
It's that. Like, for instance, if you've ever known a stripper, I've done one or two, you know, they claim that what they do, they're dancing.
And one of them was actually a female.
Yes. Well, none of them are female. But they will take you to the champagne room, rub them, and give you the mood, and you can motorboat and fuck around with them. But when they're outside the club, they're not your friend, they're not your buddies, they're not your girlfriends, just because you were feeling them up the night before. It's different. They look at that as like a job, you know, like anything else. And when I'm not at work, you know, all bets are off.
I agree with 100%.
But that's where I think the designation. Yeah. It's tricky.
I think some of them. I think some of them I've heard have started, like, and they're talking about shit that didn't happen off camera, but on camera. And I was trying to figure out the one is like that type of thing where they get surprised with a sex act. The other one I think is like, especially with that particular actor, he gets very rough in those films. Like that's his style or whatever, his signature style, that he slaps them around.
Oh, that guy with the cowboy hat?
No, James Dean.
Oh, James Dean?
Not Max Hardcore.
No, not Max Hardcore.
But Max Hardcore's
went to jail, actually.
Yeah, Max Hardcore stuff, even for someone who loves porn like myself, is you can't take it unless you have a certain type of personality, and that's probably a fucked up personality.
I don't want to see it.
He's disgusting. He's all sorts of shit. But again, I think legally he's made all his actresses, his co-stars, sign releases that say, I'm going to spit in your face. I'm going to, like, hog-tie you. I'm going to piss on you. All that horrible shit. I think he actually has them signed, so they can't accuse him of rape, you know. Yeah. But no, I'm thinking about that guy, James Dean. He was actually in a straight movie once, The Hills, with Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. I saw it on Showtime a couple times. But basically, he was like the new it male porn star for a while. You know, like the new Ron Jeremy or the new whatever that guy with the mustache was, the new Johnny Juan Holmes or whatever.
Yeah.
But his particular style on camera was that he was very rough sexually with those women.
Right.
Now, one or two of them have come out and said, well, we never agreed to that. And the fact that he handcuffed me and you know, did me in my ass was not what we agreed to. And I think that was rape. And he's been accused of rape. I don't think legally anything's come of it, but there was a while where it made the news, where he was, like, really accused of rape. And it's just very interesting to me that, like, because much like yourself, like, while I can defend it intellectually in some cases, like, in real life, I don't know that I could.
No, I'm not defending at all.
Like, don't get me wrong. The fact that I think Louis C.K. did not sexually harass those women doesn't mean I want to be his buddy because he fucking jerks off in front of women. But I think you have to have a logical sort of approach to things, you know, where you try to reason stuff out.
See, that's why I don't like any of these guys, no matter who they are, no matter where they are.
You don't like these guys. Exactly. I'm trying to understand.
You know, Frank Moore.
You mean comedians or just
all the guys we're talking about.
Oh, okay. All those
the
guys.
Reason I got a problem with this, and you know, you hear about stories about harassment all the time. I'm maybe it's me.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I don't know what it is. I'm amazed by the lack of self-control.
Yeah.
You know, my good buddy Mark always tells me he's amazed at the, like, impulse control of people, like, that they just can't control themselves.
Some of them don't.
Like, I understand, like, there are beautiful women, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And there are beautiful women who I can't have, okay? I consider myself to have had a few girlfriends who I think are pretty good looking, but there are some women you can't have them. Like, John knows I'm always goofing that I like Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sleeping with her.
And actually, we met her once.
And
he kept his cock in his pants. I have to testify to that.
I was very polite.
He kept rubbing it, but he kept it in his pants.
I was rubbing, but I was polite. It's classy, but it's there.
It's the Louis C.K., but a mini Louis C.K.
But obviously none of that happened. So listen, I met her once, very quick. I was waiting to get online to go see the Greg Gutfeld show. It was a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
She came out, Dana Perino came out. And the thing is this, you know, if I was, I mean, I could think of times like, I have been in places where a woman was pretty much just alone with me. Mm-hmm. But at no point, seriously, at no point did I say to myself, yeah, I could attack her.
Yeah.
I could beat her and I could jump her right now and easily overpower her and rape her or beat her and attack her or any, or I could take out my dick and like say something horrible or, you know, like I worry about that. I always wonder about the control of these people. Like I understand that especially the powerful guys like Clinton, they think they're just going to get away with it. It's as simple as that.
And truth be told, for the most part, they do.
Yeah. But you know, but you see these guys like you, I really wonder about like what my friend says about impulse control. And sometimes this translates even with people who are violent. Like what the fuck is wrong with people that this is what's dawning on you to do? Like I said, I've been in places with women who are gorgeous and even been like alone or in situations where if I were some kind of a nut, you could just attack them. You could do that. But something is supposed to go off in your mind, seriously, that says you're supposed to, whether it's your frontal lobe or whatever, something is supposed to tell you, don't do that. That is wrong. It is the wrong thing to do.
So
if a woman wants to have sex with you consensually, fine. But other than that, you know, I don't want to be the no says no means no person, but you know what? If it's not consensual, don't go there. And I'm amazed at these people. And of course, once they start doing it, like Spacey, it seems, or Weinstein, once you start doing it and you get away with it becomes easy. It's like, unfortunately, it's like killing people. You ever read about murderers? Once you get past the first one, the serial killers have said, after that, it's kind of a nothing. Like, it's a little weird to me that these people have very little self-control.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have sexual urges. We're all interested in sex, right? Statistically, don't men think about it? Like,
every 7 minutes.
Every 6 minutes, 7 minutes. You know what? learn some fucking self-control. You know, everybody talks about anger management. They talk about this. They talk about that. Talk to a shrink. You know what? Fucking control yourself. I'm amazed at these people.
I agree with you, and it's funny because I've always felt that our buddy Anthony Cupio always jokes about the perv switch, that most men have a perv switch that they don't turn on. But some men don't have that switch, so they can keep it off at all times. You know what I mean? And it's really weird. Like, it's funny you mention that because I can think of one situation where I probably could have been busted for harassment or something back in the day. And it was, I was dating this girl, had gone out with her a couple of times. And one time we're in the car driving back from somewhere and I parked and I did the old move where you take your dick out and then you just go, huh? What are we going to do about this?
Hey, look who joined us.
Right? Yeah. What are you going to do about this?
This is your fault.
Yeah, and like you literally take your dick out. It's an old move that guys from a certain era would do. Like you don't jam it at a woman. Like you would go out with her a couple of times. So when you thought it was one too many dates without any action, you would just take your dick out and then just go, what are we going to do about this? And that was the move. And if the chick was into you, she'd either grab it or start blowing you or something, right?
Yeah.
And of course, the other move was that if she said, oh my God,
scream,
you know. And now that I think about it with all this recent stuff, I'm like, how lucky was I? Like, I mean, I took it out and the chick started blowing me, which was fine, but it could have just as easily gone the other way. You know what I mean? Where she went like, this guy tried to rape me by taking his dick out in the car. And now when you think about it, it's like,
and it's a good thing that you admitted that because the statute of limitations
is over, thank God. But I, you know, I know what you mean also with that sort of when you're alone with a hot woman or a desirable woman and you're like, those thoughts really do go through your head.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was on a business trip with a female colleague.
And it's okay to think things,
but it was
it's
funny.
The acting on it.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, like, a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
I was on a business trip in, of all places, Kansas, with a female colleague. And we're driving this stretch from the airport to the hotel late at night because we got in the night before to have an early meeting. And as I'm driving, I'm like, I'm in the middle of fucking Kansas. There's, like, nobody on the streets. There's no cars on the streets. You're on this, like, 40-mile stretch of highway where there's nothing between you and where you're headed to. And you know, just while I was driving, this thought pops into my head. It goes, well, what if you just pulled over for 5 minutes?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Of course, nothing happened. I didn't even, you know,
act on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a married man and everything. But that thought, even at this age,
yeah,
you know, I'm a 50-plus-year-old man, that thought still crossed my head.
Oh, yeah.
And what's obviously apparent with guys like the ones we're talking about here is that thought, of course, still goes through the head, except they don't know how to say, no, it's wrong.
Right, they're acting on it.
Their impulse
control is
zero.
Zero. And, you know, that amazes me. Because, look, we have a friend who, you know, who makes movies.
Don't.
That's just the first name.
Don't.
It could be anybody.
Okay.
It could be we don't
Phil,
know.
Phil, bleep that name
oh,
out.
Oh, bid
twice, okay?
Oh, is that a problem?
Twice. Yes, it is. Please don't say it a third time. I don't know how many beeps we got.
Okay.
Whatever. Go ahead.
All right. I didn't think that was a big deal.
Okay, go ahead. You have a friend who's a filmmaker.
Okay. And he was making a film about...
Yes. Don't say about what. Asian.
No. I'm thinking the years, like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
All right, so during the casting call... All right, and like 100 different people showed up.
Yes.
What are you laughing at? Okay, and you know, naturally, some of the women there were booming, you know. But you know, just because you're looking at them and you realize, I'm not saying anything. Okay, but you realize when you're with them, like at certain points, you're alone with them, you're talking, you know, look, as gorgeous as some of them are, you don't attack them, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, long story short, I'm amazed at the lack of control and the aggressiveness of these guys. Like, you know, and we're not, you know, these are well-known people.
Yes.
So it falls into a different category in this country. Like, unfortunately, look, I've told people, like, if you talk about, like, rape and molestation in this country, I mean, it's really bad. I mean, it's really, but when you hear these numbers, like, I remember one time, like last year in New York City, there were 2,000 rapes, or like some crazy number, 1,500, like something like that. And then I started, not necessarily this year. I mean, I just remember reading one time, like all these reports. And then I started thinking, now think of like every city, every town in the country in the course of a year. I mean, it's scary. Or like one guy is responsible for like 10 assaults. Yeah. Like, yeah, they just recently arrested some guy in Brooklyn who was responsible for like 3 or 4 in Prospect Park. And I'm amazed at these fucking guys. Yeah. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, yeah, and the numbers you have to be a little bit careful of because I think a lot of those are falling into those redefined categories. So, but I agree. I don't understand.
But it does seem to be somewhat prevalent.
Yeah, I don't understand how. Yeah, that's all I have to
yeah,
say.
Yeah,
it's something that like as
that's a, why I don't want to give any of them a pass.
Well, it's also the same reason that you and I can't understand how murderers would kill someone. For
example.
We still can't figure that out because we're, like we said last time, we're somewhat decent people. Mm-hmm. Like for whatever porn I watch and for whatever like pussy you've eaten in your life, mm-hmm. we're decent people. We don't take advantage of others. We don't go against other people's wishes when it comes to their own determinism or anything like that. And that's really the key. And basically, when you rape someone, when you sexually harass someone, I mean legitimately, you know, all that stuff, you're really making, you're forcing yourself on them, you're forcing your beliefs on them, and that at the end of the day, aside from the physical part of it, is what's damaging psychologically.
Yeah.
That, you know, for these women, and again, not the ones, again, that are just bullshitting about harassment and stuff like that, porn actors, but I'm talking about the ones that were truly and seriously traumatized by these acts, yeah, it's horrifying. So don't take it as we're minimizing it. You know, we're debating as to what maybe is or is not sexual harassment. But once we agree what is sexual harassment, there's no excuse for it.
No, absolutely not. And that's why it's important. But John made a good point. You do have to understand the degrees of this. Like the Louis C.K. thing, I would agree. Al Franken thing probably just barely meets my definition of harassment and wrong behavior. The reason it became problematical for Franken is
he's a
jerk-off, condescending asshole. Roy Moore, that doesn't look good. Spacey really looks bad. Bill Clinton, well, we know what he's been doing. Come on. And but you know what the funny thing with him now is? The senator from New York, junior senator, Catherine Gillibrand, okay, now comes out.
Kristen Gillibrand. You said Catherine.
Okay, it's cunt. But, you know, she comes out. And and she now says that, looking back in retrospect, because of the whole thing with Lewinsky, that Bill Clinton really should have stepped down at the time. Now, this is amazing. Because the Democrats are unloading on her because she got Hillary's seat. Hillary campaigned for her to help her out. Bill Clinton did. They raised money for her. They got the DNC behind her. And, you know, her claim to fame, unfortunately, is a tragic thing that her husband got killed in the LIR.
No, that's not her.
That's not her. Well, no. What's her thing?
The one you're thinking of is Carolyn Mahoney.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Her Gillibrand's thing is nothing special. She just got named to replace Clinton by that.
Sorry, I confused that.
By the blind governor. But
Clinton's really did, and whether whatever you think of the Clintons, they really did help her out.
Yeah.
And now she's putting that out there. And a lot of feminists and a lot of liberals are now saying that they agree. Now, of course, you do realize that whether they mean this or not, there is a motivation here. They don't want Hillary. There's a lot of people in the Democratic Party now, even Donna Brazile, who has a book out now, they don't want her running again, Hillary. Mm-hmm. They don't. And they're trying to put the Clintons to bed, and they want to get past them so they can have new candidates in 2020 and go on. And they're afraid that she's going to run for a third term. So what's happening now is there's a little nasty infighting. She did the What Happened book. Donna Brazile has a book out. I forgot the name of it. But
she basically said the DNC like was in the bag for Clinton.
Yeah, she said it. And she said that somebody on the Clinton team was very condescending to her, like a whole mission, you know. So she's got a whole thing out now. But it's interesting. They really are trying to move on from the Clintons. And, I don't think the Clintons are going to go quietly into the night. No. That's not their style.
They're prepping Chelsea to take over. But
very,
very quickly on Bill Clinton, then we'll end it, is the Bill Clinton thing is interesting to me because, again, it's a case of liberals eating their own. Because now they can safely admit that he was a piece of shit. Because if by today's narrative, Bill Clinton does not come out good under any circumstance.
Right.
So even if Lewinsky says, I wanted to blow him, I wanted to blow him in the Oval Office, right? It wasn't him, it was me. By today's definitions, just like the one they're applying to Louis C.K. and stuff, Clinton should have known better. Who's more powerful than the President of the United States?
No one.
And for a fucking unpaid intern, what's she going to do? Like, Clinton should have known better, right? Yeah. Just like you might say CK should have known better, right? And she actually blew him repeatedly, okay? And then she tried to lie about it. So by today's, forget all the other women he had.
They've been breaking out the Juanita Broderick tapes and Jennifer Flowers.
Juanita Broderick in particular.
Yeah.
When you see the liberal believe her or I believe her movement now, right? Hashtag I believe her, right?
Back then, they tried to destroy these women for getting in the way.
And they put, like, the Juanita Broderick accusations, she gave a full interview to NBC. NBC, and this is where Trump's rubes are right, held on to the interview till after Clinton cleared the impeachment.
Right.
And then after the impeachment had failed, then they aired her allegations. So they very purposely held it back so that it wouldn't hurt him during his impeachment hearings, okay? So the truth of the matter is, by today's standards, Bill Clinton should be a scumbag. Bill Clinton should be vilified by today's standards, which, by the way, liberals have no problem typically applying to historical figures.
Yeah.
Right?
Statues,
Christians in the past are just as bad as Muslims because 1,500 years ago they did something. Right? Yeah. So liberals typically have no problem applying their morality today to historic figures. And honestly, I think even more than wanting to put the Clintons to bed, that's why they have to do this. They have to go after Bill Clinton because they can't say, well, you know, what is it? Papa Bush was a scumbag because he groped a chick's ass from a wheelchair 10 years ago, but Clinton's okay because Lewinsky wanted to blow him.
Yeah.
Or she benefited from swallowing presidential.
You know what I always remember most about that story, outside of this, at the time that happened, I used to tell people, you know, this is going to be now for the rest of her life.
Right.
She's just going to be the chick who gave Hummers to Bill Clinton.
Right.
He gets to move on and be a hero and a great president, blah, blah, blah. Now, look where we are now, 20 years later. She's still just the blowjob queen, and he gets to be the Clinton Foundation. He's all over the world. He's campaigning. He's doing things. But
I think his legacy will take a hit. Yeah, now the liberals are rewriting the books.
They're rewriting, and they're coming up with, like, different standards now for, like, how things have to be. So it's gonna be very interesting to see what they do, because they still don't have much of a vision, right? They're going forward for 2020. So they're trying right now, they're just trying to deal with the past and put that to bed, and then they want to move forward with...
Well, they're going to start winning in 2020. They won most of the elections this past week, went in their favor nationally. And you can see they're starting to crack now because the rubes are just not strong.
Well, the Republican Party is a mess.
They're a mess, but, like, they're not a mess in terms of the rubes. The 35% that voted for Trump rubes. But anyway, so keep an eye out. We'll talk about it next week. But keep an eye out. It seems like the Democrats are starting to build, like we predicted, eventually, they're going to build some momentum. And I think the failed taxes, the failed repeal of health care, all that shit. And before we forget, get better Rand Paul, because some nutty neighbor tackled you and broke all your ribs. We forgot to mention that.
Oh, yes.
So we just wanted to say get better Rand Paul. All right. That's it for this week. We've talked enough. Until next week, we'll talk about other topics of interest just to me and Larry. This has been your host, Big Fat Junk.
And Judo Larry M.
Peace, bitches.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice, and I just love Sunday morning Blumpkins.